10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with you, Robert. How are you?
Doing great. Good afternoon, Sherry.
It's a busy time in the Prescott area.
Yes, it is. Arizona's Christmas city is popping.
Oh, man, we've been crazy busy. We have some special guests here today. We have guests from Heartstrings of Legacy Leaders, the Heritage Park Zoo Sanctuary, Glassford Place Assisted Living, and, of course, yours truly, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December, just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Every year for the past 32 years, we've brought Santa and pets together for Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, And Robert, you have the honor to introduce our first guest today.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon, everyone. Our first guest is Heartstrings by Legacy Builders, Leaders, sorry. Why do I think that? I guess we do have a member that's that. I'll start over again. Heartstrings by Legacy Leaders, Brent and Tina Burkhoff are here representing them. Thank you very much for coming on to the show, and tell us a little bit about yourselves before we dive into
the
business.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We are a nationwide company based in the Prescott area, doing and documenting life stories for people that are in assisted living, in hospice, people that have pre-dementia, and also for the over 55 community.
That's amazing. How did you get into this kind of career?
You know, it's interesting. There's two different ways that we can actually go about this. Tina and I have a lot of heartfelt stories. I lost both of my parents and I lost my grandparents. And when they left, I didn't have any of those stories left. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I went back to school, got my education and my master's degree in thanatology, which is death, dying, grief, and bereavement, and found a niche that is not being served by anybody in this country. So we document some of the veteran stories, but the general population is not getting their stories documented. So what I did is I went up to Winnipeg, Canada, and got trained by a gentleman who has worldwide reputation and also empirical, valid, credible data that shows that this protocol that we use is documented throughout the world to have benefits for both the patient and for their families.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
They just have something out there for, I mean, who would have thought that this would be a career?
Yeah. Well, with everyone, you know, moving away from their hometowns, and they're focused on their income levels, and they're getting the children into college. And when you start separating your home, and you start moving away, and you start losing contact, and then grandma and grandpa stay in the grandma and grandpa home, and nobody remembers, gosh, why did they meet? My grandfather was a coal miner in Ohio, met my grandmother, I don't know how, mm-hmm. and moved to Illinois and became a farmer. What was his passion? Was it the same as mine, to put my feet and hands in the dirt? Or was he more passionate about, you know, my grandmother?
You know? Wow. Absolutely.
So there's so many stories that are just, you know, they connect you to who you are.
It's really a family book.
It really is, yeah.
A family book history. It's, mm-hmm. Wow, I like
that.
Yeah,
it's more of the essence of the person, not so much the chronologically,
right.
You know, dated things.
It's all part of it, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's really who they are. Yeah. So you can look back and go, oh, now I get why Uncle Bill is that way.
Right.
Now I know why I talk like that.
Right. Bring the family together.
I love it. Yeah. Well, you know, most recently we had the Christmas parade, and Melissa Ruffner was our grand marshal, and she comes from a strong family background, you know, in this community, and she is very, you know, has talked about some of the family traditions. Now you can capture those
right.
in this business. And how do you go about doing that?
It's actually a very simple process. So we come in initially and just do an introduction meeting, which takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And we leave the person with a list of sample questions. And we come back within 3 days, and within 1 hour, we do an interview, and we ask the right questions to get the very essence of who that person was. So what we're doing is we're capturing a lifetime of their hopes, their aspirations, their dreams, and then also what their messages are for loved ones. Mm. In doing that process, then we go back and we transcribe it, and we do a lot of editing work. So when we bring it back to that person, we bring it back as a story of their life, not necessarily as an interview. We read it to them, and I can tell you, Sherry, it's interesting. There is not a single person that we've done this to that hasn't cried through that process.
Yeah, yeah.
We read it to them, and they go, oh, no, we can't say that about Uncle Jeff. He's not going to like that. So we fix that, and we change that, or we add more about Sister Sally. Mm-hmm. And then we go back and we do all that editing, and then we bring them their final books. And a lot of people that are close to the end of life will either give that as a gift at that time, or they'll save that and they'll ask me to present it to them after they die.
Oh, wow.
And we do have two different forms. One of them is just more of a a narrative written, and then we have a hardcover book as well that we do that has about 25 to 30 pictures inserted that were like highlights of what they talked about in their life. So people can actually have a hardcover book as well. And there's about five of them. You know, there are five to each unit that we do, so they have Christmas gifts. And they have. Mm-hmm. But so far, that's step one, and we're busy enough that, you know, we'll have to get more on board to get step three and four going.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Soft cover and hardcover are our first two.
Oh, I love that idea. I mean, and I think it's just an amazing concept. I'm just so impressed with the thought of being able to, you know, capture those memories. And, you know, it's too bad. You know, can you do it before you're close to death?
Yeah. So we, I mean, we actually do it for the over 55 community.
Okay, yeah.
And what's interesting for us is that you can't imagine how many times we hear, oh, I wish I had that for my mom, mm-hmm. or I wish I had that for my dad. Mm-hmm. And we're providing that vehicle so they can have that for their mom, or they can have that for their dad or their sister.
And it's really not about death.
No.
It's really about
no.
life.
Yeah,
that's
celebration.
That's the stigma that gets put in there. Is they're like, right. oh, well, right. I don't want to talk about that because then I might die. Well, it's our only given guarantee after birth.
Right.
So why be afraid of the fact that we're going to talk about our life?
Exactly.
Well, so many times you have a loved one, and you know, you attend their funeral. It could be even a parent. That should find out all those facts about them
right.
from their friends that they grew up with years and years and years ago.
Yes. Right.
So this way, you're kind of prepared for all that. And
yes.
it does make it a celebration.
It does.
I think one of the tragedies that we have in our society today is we're losing those stories. Mm-hmm. So we move across country. I mean, we did this. Our
right.
children live in Wisconsin.
Right,
we
yeah.
live here. And we lose those stories. You know, if you go back, I mean, even to Genesis in the Bible, it talks about mm-hmm. stories of leaving the messages and blessings to the younger generations. And then you go to the Native Americans and you go to the Native Alaskans. And the biggest thing that they did was the grandparents were raising the children as part of the family to pass on the culture, to customs, and the language.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose that. And I think that's a tragedy now. And what we're trying to do for families is to capture those stories so that they have them, so they can pass them down from generation to generation.
There's so much healing that happens in a family when we bring the books in, and we'll hear a week later, oh my gosh, I haven't spoken to my dad in 60 years or, mm-hmm.
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And he sends me this book, and now, you know, I can't but go and visit. And it becomes a very healing avenue for good and for bad. You know, it's wonderful.
It is. So we were, before the show, just kind of talking about, because you moved here right around the same time I did. Now, did you bring this business with you, or did you start it here? How did that?
Yeah, I was actually doing this in Wisconsin for a couple of years.
Okay, okay.
And Tina's been here actually for 2 years now, and I was finishing up a 40-year career in management and mm-hmm, manufacturing mm-hmm. And moved here at the end of August. So we've only been in this area since the beginning of September, but if somebody tells us, you know, I have a mom in Ohio, then we fly to Ohio. We
wow.
fly to Seattle.
So you go all over.
We go over the country.
You'll travel. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You probably want to find someone in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Australia would be fun.
Although we're glad you're here in Prescott because
oh,
as we were talking, this is paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wonderful. So, wow. So what else about your business that you can share with our listeners?
Well, we do have presentations that we do. It can be either to a family. Say, for example, a family's looking at maybe doing this for mom and dad, and they would like to know more about it. We can go and present and show them a PowerPoint and explain to them exactly what, why, how. We also do it for facilities. So if you have a 55 and over community and you have an activities director, you can go and ask them to have us come to them, and then we can greet and meet everyone and let them know exactly what we're doing. We tend to not make it a real sales pitch. We tend to make it an informative, like, this is really important. We've lost this.
Right.
So, you know, if you want this, we have the availability to give it to you, or you can try and do it on your own. But, you know, when you already have somebody who knows what they're doing and they know how to dig the right questions out, you know, not when you're born and when you graduated from high school, we know how to say, why did you dig your hands in that dirt?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
it pulls it out. So it's kind of a special talent that Brent has to hear that and be able to pull it out. And, it, you know, so we can do presentations and tell you about it and tell you some stories we have and see whether or not it's something you'd like to be doing.
That's amazing. And do you, I'm just thinking, do you expand out like to businesses or anything like that? Or is it strictly just with the individual families at this time?
We'll expand to everybody.
Well, the reason why I say that is because I, you know, even like being new to a business, the chamber, you know, there's a lot of history that goes on in a company that doesn't always get properly recorded.
Interesting.
It's been something,
sure.
That's been something that's been on my mind. As I've been learning a lot about the history and being thrown in it.
Right, because there's a lot of folks, people attached to it also.
Oh, yes.
Especially the families that have been here so long.
Right. Absolutely.
The foundation of this town.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would, absolutely.
I think of what you're, the service that you're providing is just amazing, and it could expand out. I don't want to create your expansion, but...
No, and, to branch off what you're talking about, one of the things that we've done for people is document letters from war.
Oh.
And we've also documented love letters for people. So we've expanded in a lot of areas that we never thought we would go in. And what's really neat about the process that Harvey Chachanov created is called Dignity Therapy is that not only do we follow the same protocol, but it actually captures the dialect, mannerisms, and personality of that person. So if you have an individual like Tina's grandfather who used a lot of profanity in his daily language, we wouldn't edit a lot of that out.
Right,
we would leave some of that in there because we want people to read that and say, oh, yeah, that was Uncle Jim.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, if our listeners want to learn more about you, what contact information can they get to?
They can find us on the website at heartstringsmemories.com. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and our phone number is 414-630-7321.
Wonderful. And you can also find you on our chamber website as well, Prescott.org. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Or come on downtown. I believe we have a brochure from you folks, too.
Yes. Yep, we have those there as well.
Well, Tina and Brent, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. And I think what your business is all about is just a wonderful thing. And just in time, if anyone's out there thinking about something special that they can give their loved one, how about a memory?
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Saving
Very
memories
good.
For generations to come.
There you go. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Win $119,000 this New Year's Eve at Cliff Castle Casino. Don't miss Wheel Spins every half hour from 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $1,900 cash. And just after midnight, someone will spin the wheel for a chance to win $119,000 cash. Celebrate New Year's Eve with free live music by Grupo Latino in the Gathering Events Center and the Mike Reeves Band and the Dragonfly Nightclub. Doors open at 8 p.m. for both shows. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And I'm very excited, Robert, about our next guest.
Yep, me too, Sherry. Our next guest is from Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. And Ron Brashear is here representing the zoo.
Yes, hi.
Thank you, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank
you for
having us.
We're so glad to have you guys here. We talk about you all the time at the Visitor Center.
Well,
send lots of visitors your way. So tell us a little bit about yourself before the zoo.
Glad to hear you sending people over, so that's great.
Yeah, we always do.
And it's been a busy season for us.
Has it?
Oh, yeah, lots of visitors this year.
That's good. And we've actually had a really good attendance, I think, this year as well. But my name is Ron Brashear. I'm the marketing and events coordinator over there at the zoo, the sanctuary. If you guys know the difference. I say real fast. Some people ask, well, what's the difference? So we're a zoo, obviously, but mm-hmm. we're a sanctuary, so that means our animals are mostly rescues or ones that needed a home. So that's what I like working there. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We had a mixer there last summer. And it was just phenomenal. Right out there with the animals, right by that very loud turkey.
Yes. Yeah. The animals there.
He was talking to me a lot that day.
Well, Ron, we get a lot of folks at the Visitor Center. Kids. There's a lot of kids that come in, a lot of grandparents that come in. What do I do when my kids come? So you're one of our first go-tos.
It is. It's such a great, you know, we're only 10 acres, especially when you talk about kids. So they can come there, you know, you can get them a little tired, but not like, you know.
Yeah.
I have a 2-year-old, and we went to the Phoenix Zoo, and it was like, you know, we couldn't make the park.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And we like the zoo, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it was just, it's nice to be able to have a little bit of a smaller zoo here locally, and you can just go there. It's nice, and what's neat is a lot of people get to know the names of the animals, and they you know, a nice kinship with them.
You've grown a lot in the years.
Yes, we have. This is our 30th anniversary.
I was going to say, it's a long time.
Yeah.
So 1988, which I'm like,
wow.
Huh.
Yeah, it dates me as well.
Yeah.
I've been around a little bit.
Let's just not talk about that.
Exactly.
Let's not talk about the 80s. It was a blur.
A blur, yes.
So tell us what's going on at the zoo. There's been some things. Why don't you share with us some things that are happening?
Well, obviously, the biggest one, I got to thank the community for this. You know, once we had our fire with the wallaby enclosures, the wallaby and the donkey enclosure, that was the amount of people that's reached out to us has been amazing. If people haven't heard, we did have a fire. It started right at our night houses. Luckily, we had some staff that were just getting ready to leave, and they seen it, and 911 got there, and the fire department was great. We did lose a wallaby that evening to the fire. Another one was injured. And then actually about a week later, we did lose another one from complications from the fire.
Mm.
So that was pretty bad.
That's
the damper,
tough.
Sort of a mm-hmm. good year that we've had. But once again, just the outpouring of support and people bringing money, donations, as well as, you know, ready to help and just sending out, you know, heartfelt emails and texts and everything. It's been overwhelming for us, so it's been nice to see. But the wallabies are back on exhibit. They're not in the regular exhibit. We're going to be working on that. And actually, next week, we're finally going to be able to start doing some cleanup of the fire because it happened right before the holidays. It was
yes.
a little bit tough.
Right.
Getting
yeah.
everything organized and having vacations and stuff like that.
Because you had zoo lights, too, at the
yeah.
same time.
Yep. Wild lights, as they like to call it.
Oh, yes.
It's I got something
wild
else.
Wild lights.
Because
yeah,
it is. Like, yeah. So, and which is, this year we have more lights than ever and more blow-ups and everything. It's really, really neat this year. And that we're going all the way through December 29th. So it's every Friday and Saturday evening from 6 o'clock to 8:30. And it's $5 for members and $8 for non-members.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really neat. And I've worked about 4 of them already.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, and knock on wood, it's been pretty favorable with the weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I'm wimping out, I'm not sure why. I'm originally from Michigan, but it's
below
8.
Hey, I'm from Michigan.
You're below like 60 all of a sudden.
Exactly.
I'm freezing. I'm like, I can't handle this. I need the
80s. Wimpy, wimpy. I don't know.
But yeah, the weather's been really nice, and it's just been fabulous. But we do sell some coffee and cocoa. Cocoa has been the big hit this year.
Oh, you bet.
So the kids come in like, I need some hot cocoa. So it's been really nice. So we've had a pretty good turnout, and we usually get more as we start getting closer to the holidays. So
you bet. So in regards to the fire, and again, we are so sorry. I know we reached out to you and tried to get the business community involved in. Is there anything else that you need that the community can help you with?
Well, we thank you for that, and she's right. You guys were right on that. I think the next day I had a phone call, which was great. So we've been in communication. What we could always use is donations. So we do have our website, www.heritageparkzoo.org. You can donate there, as well as coming to the zoo. Or if you follow us on Facebook, there's a donate button there. So if you just look up Heritage Park Zoo on Facebook, which is a great place to follow us, try to put any of events we got coming up, you know, and of course some nice furry creatures here and there. So you can see what's going on. Those are the ones that usually get all the hits. We're like, oh, it's so cute. We actually had a brand, baby duck that we posted yesterday, and the hits, you know, come they love seeing that. But yeah, we do have donate buttons there, so anything like that, please do. And we will be looking to do maybe some volunteer clearing up come around January, which we'll be posting on Facebook and probably our website as well. So
good. Well, if you're listening and you want to help out our zoo, please we'll give you some contact information. Phone number, website?
The website, as I mentioned, was www.heritageparkzoo.org. And I'll give you our phone number as well, which is 928-778-4242. And on our website, and same with Facebook, like I said, we're starting to schedule 2019, so you can always see what events we got coming up, because we try to do a lot at the zoo. It's great to come see the animals, but it's nice to be able to have something, you know, to get you out there
and
as well.
And the wild lights and animal sights, just come out and support that.
Yep,
instead of putting $5 in the bucket, give them 10.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. We need to bring you aboard.
My favorite part of our zoo is when you feed the bears.
We do.
I love that.
Yes, so the keepers at 11 o'clock feed the Cassie, our tiger, and then at 1:15-ish we feed Shosh, our bear.
Uh-huh.
And so people come in and get to watch that, and that is nice, and it's funny. I actually watched the bear today. So.
Did you? Oh, my goodness. Nice. Well, we brought our first year here, we were able to bring our granddaughter, and I didn't know that you had that, you know, that you were feeding. I didn't catch that, you know, didn't get the memo, I guess. And we just walked in when the feeding was happening, and it was just so much fun.
It is, because the keepers get to tell you about the animals. That's what's, you know, once again, being a sanctuary, they all have a backstory of why they're at the zoo, what happened, you know, to be there. So they get to tell you that during the feeding, and just to be able to see them. And Shosh is a little bit slower coming out, but if you watch the tiger at 11, you know, every time, bolts out.
I've not seen the tiger, so I'll have to go back for that one.
That's 11 o'clock every day. Okay. So, and that's, Cassie, I should say every day but Tuesday.
Every day but Tuesday.
They do one day where, you know, make it more like it's her habitat, shall we say. So she comes out, and she's fun doing that. So
Now, I know we had an event there. Can people have events there, like birthday parties and
absolutely
stuff like that?
And actually, I think in the Daily Courier for last year, we were ranked the best place to have a birthday. So we do rent out the Kiwanis Corner and a few other places. And then for any kind of corporate events, any kind of, you know, you just thank you. We actually had a few realtors this year that do thank yous to the people who have purchased homes or clients.
Sure. Yeah.
So any kind of that we can handle. We're a pretty large facility.
You are. You have plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. Well, we always want more parking.
Right,
but
sure.
But we definitely have a lot of room. You know, we do things up, you know, to 300. Mm-hmm. We do weddings there as well, which are great.
Oh, never thought about a wedding at
the really
zoo.
Nice to be able to see, you know, once you get it dressed up and see the pictures and, you know, it's just a different... You know, different
kind of... Well, it's a beautiful setting just as it is.
It is.
Because you're right in the Granite Dells.
Yeah. So instead of getting married in a hall, you know, come out to the zoo.
Yeah, be married by the tigers and lions.
That's actually what's neat, you know. So the guests, they're all come in, obviously, and they get to go around and see the different animals. And a lot of them come from out of town. They're like, whoa, you know, what a neat little zoo you guys have here.
It is.
So it is nice.
And I think the other thing that I love is those that work there or volunteer there. Very passionate about taking care of all the animals and the property, and they're so knowledgeable.
Yes, and we're so fortunate. The zoo would not exist without the volunteers and the docents. We actually just had your guys' Christmas parade that we were at, and docents and volunteers were there. And I did a thank you on Facebook to all of them, because it is, without them coming and helping us, and you're right, they all have, you know, they put their hearts and soul into helping us, and they feel really, you know, for the animals and everything. So it's great to have the volunteers and docents, and we're very appreciative again.
Oh, yeah, and I know my mother-in-law started the docent program in Metro Detroit at the Detroit Zoo.
Wow.
So we can appreciate that. I hear stories of the family, you know, taking care of the animals or, you know, all that fun stuff. So,
well, that's cool. I didn't know that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a great asset to our community. When I tell people that we have a zoo, they just like, you have a zoo?
That I don't, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yes, we do, and well, it's a charming.
They're excited about the sanctuary part, too.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
But well, what kind of a zoo is it? Is it a real zoo? Well, of course it is.
Because it's small, yeah.
But the sanctuary part is, makes it kind of special, I think.
Yeah. Right, but it's funny because we do hear that a lot where it's like, we're Prescott's great little secret. And I'm like, being the marketing person, like, well, we like to hear that, but we don't want to be a secret.
Yes.
We want everyone.
Absolutely.
Please tell
everybody. We want everybody to know that you have the zoo. And it's there and it's vibrant.
And we get a decent amount of people from Phoenix that come up as well. So that's nice that, you know, I know we're getting out there. So, but definitely anyone in Prescott, if you're listening, we have a zoo.
Yes.
Please come see us.
Yes.
It's right across the street from Emory Riddle. So right there on Willow Creek. And it's a fabulous, I'm actually very proud to work there. So,
what are the hours?
Right now we're on winter hours, which are from 10 to 4. And we are open every day of the year, because the animals have to eat, we like to say. So
yes.
If we're going to have people there feeding the animals, we might as well stay open. So we will be open on Christmas and New Year's. So
you will.
If you're looking for something to do to get out of the house, you know, come on down to the zoo. So
I heard Santa goes to the zoo, too.
Santa was just there, and that was that was actually Sunday, and that was a great event. We actually had almost 200 people there.
Amazing.
Got to see Santa, so it's called Santa with the Animals, and Santa handed out gifts to all the different animals, and then went to our beautiful lawn and did a nice sit there for all the kids to come and tell Santa what they want for Christmas.
Oh, that's sweet. Now, so can you give us any like teasers about anything in 2019? We're just
just starting to put it together. We got a lot of our usual events, our extravaganza, which is their Easter. That's usually one of our biggest events just to start the year off. But we're still putting it together, so I can't give too much point yet.
No,
but I will say the Easter thing, please think of it, because we have quite a few people, and that's usually a pretty good event. I like that as well, because it's sort of like, okay, we're getting out of winter, especially being from Michigan. You understand this. It's let's get back outside.
Well, remember to get it on our website. And you know.
Exactly.
Yes.
We'll check our site to be sure that you're doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, we are. That is definitely going to be in there. But it's funny because, you know, with Easter, it always falls in a different.
Oh, I know.
It could be early April, late April.
Yeah,
or late April
all
this
over
year.
The place. So.
But yeah, so hopefully the weather seems like I've been here the past couple of Easters and it's been nice weather. So it seems to be later April. So it should be nice.
Sounds good. Well, you need some volunteers for January.
Yep, and we do. If you go to our website, once again, www.heritageparkzoo.org. Well, sorry, I might have messed that up. .org. You can see we have a volunteer drop down where you can actually apply right online. So.
And before we go, what's your favorite exhibit?
Favorite exhibit's going to probably be right now the lynx, just because they when I bring my baby girl around, they just flock to her.
Oh, they do? Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out next time I'm out there. Ron, thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And, you know, we wish you the best for 2019.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Someone stole a Christmas tree from a Phoenix Cancer Center over the weekend, and Cancer Support Community Arizona would like to know who. Senior Director Mackenzie Simmons says the stolen tree cost $350 and was decked out in lights and hope notes for those battling cancer. But she says the loss is deeper than just financial.
Having that tree in front of our home every year and to give them the space to come and share their memories and their hopes and their fears on these hearts, and then to have someone take it away is very violating.
She says the nonprofit lacks video surveillance, but it was just Monday the center learned it won a security contest with a new security system as the prize. Chino Valley residents can share their comments on water, roads, and taxes at a meeting this evening.
Town officials will host a meeting on these three issues at 5:30 tonight. You can also ask questions and make suggestions as to how roads and water are funded. Chino Valley officials say public input is needed so town leadership can move forward in a direction that best serves the community. All meetings will be held in the Chino Valley Library Community Room on Palomino Road. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny and dry the rest of the week. Breezy today and tonight. Chilling late tonight to about 26 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to highs near 51 tomorrow, 56 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a mostly clear 31 after bedtime. Warming to the mostly sunny low 60s tomorrow through Saturday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest in the house.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Glassford Place Assisted Living. Denise Dunker and Curtis Larson are here representing. Thank you for coming to the show.
Welcome, you two.
Thank you, too, for having us.
And tell us all about yourself before we dive into the Glassford Place Assisted Living.
All right. Well, my name is Curtis Larson, like you said. I'm the executive director. Been here about 7 months now. Really love the community.
So you're a newbie.
Fairly new to Prescott.
Okay, great.
I've been in the industry for a while, but yeah, I love the community. My wife and I moved up here from Phoenix.
Okay.
We've been there for a few years,
but
just loving it, loving being a part of the senior community here in the Tri-City area. It's great getting to know them and being a part of their lives and hearing their story. So that's kind of me.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And Denise?
Yes, I'm the community relations manager there, so I meet with families that are looking at our community and give them tours and go through information about our community. I've been here as well, just about 7 months. Moved here. Last place we lived was Utah. So,
oh, wow.
So it's been a little bit of a change as well.
Uh-huh.
But I just love it. It's been a great opportunity for us.
I've been here for 2 years, and I couldn't agree more. It's as they say, everyone's hometown. And it is a lovely community that, you know, people really do love to connect and all of that. So we welcome you here.
Thank you.
So before we got on the air, we were having some conversations, just kind of talking about Glassford Place Assisted Living. So why don't you give us a little update on what's going on? And I know we were talking about some people think it's still something else. So let's clarify that.
Okay, so it's more commonly known as Grayson House in the community. Enlivant Senior Living purchased it about 4 or 5 years ago, did a new marketing, changed the name to Glassford Place. So we are Glassford Place Senior Living. We're an assisted living community in Prescott Valley. So our place is, we've got 39 units there. Some one bedroom, some studio apartments. But that's a little bit about us. Our goal is to kind of get the word out there that we're Glassford Place and kind of have this new image and, you know, be a part of the community more and, you know, be partners with other companies and people and helping our seniors thrive.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great news. And how would someone get in touch with you? Phone number, contact information?
Yes, so we're located Prescott Valley. We're on 7509 East Longlook Drive, so it's over there by Glassford Hill Road and the high school. Our main contact number is 928-772-3690, and you can find us online at enlivent.com. We have over 200 communities that Enlivent runs. We have about 8 or 9 in the Arizona area, so you can Google in there and search us, Glassford Place.
Wonderful. And Denise, you mentioned there's 2 openings right now.
Yep, we have 2 studios available.
2 studios available. So, so there you go. What else can you tell us? You mentioned you have activities there and events there. Let's hear about these things.
Yeah, we do a lot of different activities daily for our residents. About 4 activities per day. Sometimes it's entertainment. Sometimes it's craft. Sometimes we're taking shopping. And outings, things like that. We're doing a lot of different things at Christmas time. We were actually in the parade at Prescott Valley last Friday night.
Wonderful.
But every month we try to do something fun, either for the residents and family or something that we will invite public to as well. So on January 30th, 2:30 and at 7, we are doing a little seminar on how we can help veterans and how they can receive benefits for assisted living.
Oh, wonderful.
And the changes for 2019.
Okay. Well, that is something that would be very important to our community. So yeah. That's great news to hear.
Yeah, there's a lot of veterans around, and surprisingly, a lot of them don't know that they can qualify for these benefits. So we have a specialist that works with the veteran community. He's going to come in and present that. And, you know, it's a lot of money that they can supplement for their care. So it's a really good thing that our veterans, they've given so much for us, and they're going to give back to them. So.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Chamber here, we started a Veterans Hope partnership with a group, with our local Veterans Post and all of that,
the quarterly mixer.
Yeah, the quarterly mixers and all of that.
You should be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So. You probably already have.
Yeah, yeah.
Come by for the next one. Check our site on that one.
But, yeah. I mean, that's a great resource, so we'll make sure to put that on our portfolio as well so that people are aware of those services. What else can you tell us about what you got going on?
Well, another thing that we are looking for right now, too, is volunteers. People that want to help us, help our seniors playing cards or singing with them or doing scrapbooking or reading to them. So we're looking for somebody to help out on Tuesday, Thursdays, Saturday, and Sundays from 10 to 2.
Wonderful. I mean, that seems like that would be just a really neat opportunity for someone to help with, you know, just connecting, maybe making new friends and,
yes,
you know. Being there for someone.
And we went out last week to the high school and presented flyers for volunteers, and they have a CNA program there, and they got all excited, and they said, yeah, we want to come out and volunteer. It's an amazing experience to come. And, you know, our seniors, they've lived through so much, and a lot of times, you know, you get to know them, you start talking, you get to hear all these
amazing about the stories.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Just go in and listen to all that. So, I mean, it's a good experience, not only for the people coming in and volunteering, but our residents love it. Mm-hmm. They get these new people in front of them and, you know, get to converse and have these conversations, and meaningful relationships are built.
Absolutely. So. Well, I just think we can't do enough for our seniors, you know.
They
definitely are. They're our history. They carry a lot. It's whenever you have those conversations, you start to realize we don't always come up with the new idea. They've already... You know, somebody already tried that somewhere, and you always kind of come up with that.
Yeah.
So that's very, very cool. So is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners that's going on over at Glassford?
So just like you said, there's a lot of history with our seniors, and oftentimes they, you know, have been through it and know. We've got a lot of residents like that, actually, that will tell you guys aren't doing it how we did it back then. it is just the sense of community that we've been able to feel in this Tri-City area. It's amazing being a part of these seniors' lives and, you know, just the area. There's this feel about it. I don't know how to explain it, but it really is awesome. And we're really happy to be a part of this community and being able to help with assisted living needs for the seniors that are in that transition. It is a transition, but it's a doable one. A lot of times they hear assisted living and get all scared and what is it? But really come see us. We'll talk about what it really is and what we can help you with and how we can help with the transition along the way.
And that's the big word is the help.
Yeah.
And that's what most folks need.
I know a lot of times people feel like they might be losing their dignity. So it's nice to know that there's a place like yours where they can still get connected and involved and have people just kind of hanging out with them and learning, you know, like you mentioned with the volunteers and such.
Absolutely. And it's a very small community. It's tight-knit. It's not this huge place that they're going to get lost in.
Mm-hmm.
It's small and it's home-like, and it's a great environment for that transition from their home into a place that is very home-like and, you know, caters to their needs.
Well, and it sounds like you need places for them to come visit, too. So that might be another opportunity to have some connectivity. I mean, we just recently had the zoo right here, so I don't know if you've gone to the zoo.
We connected with them, actually.
Bring them to the zoo.
Well, why don't you bring a tiger in to see us? That might not work.
We're so thrilled that you're here, and we welcome you to the area, and we wish you all the luck. And I know 2019 is going to be awesome for you. And if you want to just share your contact information one more time.
Yeah, definitely. We are located 7509 East Longlook Drive, Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86314. Best phone number is 928-772-3690. And like I said, come over. We'll give you a tour. We'll feed you lunch. We'll talk to you and show you the community.
Sounds great. Denise and Curtis, thank you so much for being on our show today. And more importantly, thank you for what you're doing for our seniors. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome, thanks for having us.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Birdie Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Can't make it to midnight on New Year's Eve? Cliff Castle Casino has you covered. Join us for a special free new New Year's Eve celebration on December 31st, featuring Cashed Out, a tribute to Johnny Cash. The celebration kicks off at noon with a champagne toast in the Gathering Event Center located in the casino. Local favorites Tom and Chandra will keep you entertained before the concert. Seating is limited. For details, visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have a few things to share with our listeners today.
We have lots of goodies from the Chamber.
Absolutely.
Sherry's going to start you off with that one.
Yeah, well, I just want to remind everyone, because 'tis the season to be gifting, and we launched on November 15th our gift certificate program. And all you have to do is come on down to the Chamber office, Visitor Center, and you can purchase a gift certificate that you can redeem at over 35 of our businesses in the community.
Right, and it's been very, very popular, as you can probably tell. And we do all the work. We have the bag, we have the tissue, we have the envelope, and we have the card.
Yeah.
So it's like all done for you.
Exactly. And if you have someone that you don't know who to buy for, or they might have everything already, You can buy them an experience. They can experience Prescott.
Yep.
So I encourage you to please support our local folks, because that's our economy.
Yep. So come on down, folks, and pick up one of those gift certificates. And if you need to see the list, get to our website, of all the participating members, and that's at www.prescott.org. I'll jump in with a couple of different things going on that you from Arizona's Christmas City. Lots of events still happening. The Valley of Lights drive-through holiday light display is in Prescott Valley on Fane Park, and that goes through January 2nd. Enchanted Christmas, which is an indoor tour of lights.
I love that one.
That's a beautiful event.
And it's in a new location.
It's right downtown. It's at Depot Marketplace, which is two blocks from the Courthouse Plaza. So you could do the plaza. You could have dinner, walk down the street, and see enchanted lights, more lights. And that runs through December 30th. The Gingerbread Village, it's the 26th annual. That runs through January 1st also. And that's at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. And that's open 24/7. So you can do that whenever you like. Let's see. I'm running down my list here. Oh, here's a good one. Saturday, December 15th, it's the last-minute nonprofit stocking stuffer bazaar.
There you go. It is.
That one's been going on for a long, long time. It's like a go-to event in Prescott or Arizona's Christmas City. And that will be this Saturday, the 15th, at the Grace Sparks Activity Center or where the Parks and Rec is, skateboard park, just to give you a clue of where that is. And that's going on from 10 to 4. So come on down for that. And that supports a lot of nonprofits.
One of my favorites, too, is the holiday wreath-laying wreaths across America, the Prescott National Cemetery. That's on Saturday, December 15th as well. And that starts at 10 a.m., That's great. And then we have, of course, the Nutcracker Ballet and Holly Jolly Christmas Dance. That's at Roost Street Theater, and that's on the 15th from 12 to 2. Personal favorite.
Yep.
So that you can find everything. There's a lot going on. So if you want to go to Prescott.org and check out our community calendar, you can find all these things listed as well.
Need to rattle off. There's
you
so
bet.
Many fun things
yep.
to do here.
Well, we wish everyone happy, safe holidays this year. I'll be back right after the holiday, after Christmas.
Yep. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
Absolutely.
Happy Hanukkah, everything.
Yep. And thank you so much for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.